Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Craft 44, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. How you doing, Coach?
Good. How you doing, Kip?
I'm doing good. The trip to Bartram Trail last week, Coach, wasn't what we wanted it to be. 35-12 loss to Bartram Trail. Your thoughts on the contest?
Well, we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. We came out, you know, pretty hot. We got the ball. We drove down the field and just, you know, fumbled the ball first down, going to score on the 4-yard line. And then when that happened, we just lost a little bit of momentum and we... You know, Bartram Trail, who executes extremely well, you know, they were state runner-ups last year in 7A, but they executed real well, went and drove the ball down the field and scored on us, and then it just took us a while to get, you know, going again, but turnovers, you know, plagued us, and, you know, interceptions in the red zone. We can't keep turning the ball over in the red zone, and I think we're going to not do that this week.
Coach, you come across as kind of on the football field, one of these sticklers for details and a perfectionist as it relates to the offense. Red zone woes, turnovers in general, 7 in the first 2 games, that's really probably keeping you up at night, isn't it?
It is. Well, you know, this offense over the past 4 or 5 years has been averaging over 40 points a game, you know, and right now, you know, we only have, you know, the most points we put up is 13, and really, honestly, that's 7 of that is 13 in one game and 7 in another. That's not very good.
Sacks, missed blocking assignments, et cetera. Just, you talked before the season, but you just didn't know which team was going to show up Friday night, and I've heard you now on a couple of radio shows over the past few days talking about youth is not an excuse anymore with these kids, and you kind of took the blame for that, and it's time for them to grow up.
Yeah, that's my words exactly. You know, some, you're dealt hands in life. You know, sometimes you have to grow up a lot faster than, you know, some people got to grow up faster than other people, and our kids, you know, it's time, and, you know, we can't use that youth as an excuse anymore or an inexperience. Because this group now, look what we got experience-wise now. We have a spring game under our belt. We have a whole summer under our belt. We have another scrimmage game, and then we play 2 top-quality opponents. So the experience factor is null now. There's no more excuses.
Coach, you know, a lot of people that follow high school football around here really didn't expect us to win these first 2 football games, but the diehards and you... You know, probably thought we might get a split. I didn't think we'd be sitting here 2-0 right now with the experience we had coming back. But talk about the schedule, the tough schedule, and how that's going to play in our favor down the stretch.
Well, it should play in our favor as long as we keep our head up and, you know, don't, you know, keep licking our wounds because we have 2 losses. These teams that we played are 2 very, very good football teams, and you take those as learning experiences. You know, and hopefully you grow from those learning experiences. We had a real good week of practice. Today's practice was really good, and I think that our guys are ready to play. The focus level's there. We're starting to find our identity. You know, that's something else that we struggled with a little bit, but I really think you're going to start seeing us click. And once we click, I think it's going to be on from then on out.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our rushing offense last week was pretty doggone good. for that football game against a good quality team. It has been for 2 weeks.
It has, you know, and it needs to be. The only thing that we have to start doing is finishing those drives. How many drives do we have where we had over 10 snaps in the drive? And when you have over 10 snaps in the drive, you don't come away with any points.
Had three drives in the red zone and didn't get any points and had over 10 plays in each one of them.
That's right. And that is a tribute to the run game for the most part. And when you do that, you got to come away with points. And teams out, you know, usually get W's instead of L's, get those points in the red zone.
Well, last year we did most of our damage throwing the football. This year, so far, we're running between the tackles, and it just varies on personnel, I guess, that you have and the strengths of the team. But you have to be pleased with the way we're running between the tackles.
Oh, definitely, and the chemistry factor's got to be there in the passing game. And when you have a quarterback that's a first-year starter, and you're going against. You know, Coffey's known for really good defense. And Bartram Trail, they send blitzes from every angle they possibly can. So the quarterback being his first two starts against those type of teams, he was under fire a little bit. And, he's forced to grow up. He has to make those reads. But, you know, his senior running back, he has to step up and help him out in this pass protection. This week, that freshman running back is going to be back there, you know, also.
So. We're going to talk about him.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be both of those kids. And that really set a fire under Jalen Tremings, who's our senior. Because Jalen can run the ball well when he wants to. We all know that. But Jacoby, you know, coming in and doing what he's doing, he's not running the ball like a freshman. He runs hard, and I like the way he does, the way his poise, the way he carries himself. And Jalen is seeing that, and Jalen's really turning on this week too. He's had a great week of practice. So with them two, that's going to be a great 1-2 punch that I can't wait to see on Friday night.
Coach, a question that I've always, I'm not a coach by any means, but I've always listened to like college coaches talk about their running backs. And it's not just running the football. It's what you're supposed to do in pass protection, and when you're not running the football, which determines a lot of time whether you're on the field or not.
Oh, that's right. You as a running back, you better know how to block, and you better learn how to pick up the pass protection. And that's something that we were a little disappointed in, with our senior running back, that Marshall Trell was running twists and stuff up front with their linebackers, and he wasn't picking it up. And he should see that. So, this week we've done every type of blitz protection we possibly can. We threw it at the freshman and the senior, and they did a tremendous job with it. I think they're dialed in. I think they're focused. And I don't think it's going to be an issue. This week we're going to see another team that likes to do what I call the bloody nose. It's a double A-gap blitz. They're going to twist. They're going to get that marching trail film. They're going to do the same thing they did. But I think we're ready to pick it up, and not just pick it up in the passing game. When they blitz, in our run game, we're going to be able to zone out of it, and I think you're going to see us bust some big plays.
When we come back from the break, Coach, we'll talk a little bit about passing offense and playmakers on offense. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Yeah!
Craft 44, the only craft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway in the old Roasting Jack. Craft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Craft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87, Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right. All Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Vision Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brands on location from Craft 44. This segment brought to you by Craft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, our passing offense, you set records at Valdosta State, you're a receiver, you believe in the passing game. Our passing game's gotten improved, doesn't it?
It will, and you know part of that again. You have a rookie quarterback back there that's learning what to do. He's seen two very good defenses against the pass, in his first two games. And today, if he throws the ball like he did this week in practice, it's going to improve tremendously. But again, like I said, we've been focusing real hard on the run this year as well, and trying to get better there. So. But the passing offense is coming along. The consistency and the timing has got to get there, and it's going to get there. Again, the receivers he has, he's got a lot of rookie receivers out there that are starting to get timing with him. And once that happens, I think you're going to see a lot of good things.
Coach Marlon Carmine has turned into, early in the season so far, he's turned into maybe your best playmaker on offense. Talk a little bit about him and his development as a receiver.
He's come a long way, that's for sure. Last year as a junior, I didn't think he was going to make it through the entire season. Just with his discipline aspect alone, he had a lot of issues. But this year, he's really turned it around. And when you really watch the game field, what really makes him more a playmaker than anything is what he does when the ball's not in his hand. I mean, the kid gives 100% effort on every play. I think one day in the first game, he graded out over 90% with the effort. He was in the upper 80s in this past one. He's made a lot of good plays for us. I believe he's the only one so far that's caught any deep balls, for us this year. And, he's got some good runs in there as well. So he's definitely been probably our biggest playmaker on offense so far this year as far as moving the sticks.
Jacoby Hill, freshman, running back. You said you weren't going to be afraid to put him in the football game. You put him in there, and because he looked pretty good.
Yeah, and I just think he's going to get better and better. Jacoby, he is a tough runner. And I made this comment earlier. I don't know if it was on the radio show or if it was just a general conversation. But one thing about Jacoby sometimes you can call him Chuckabee, but Jacoby is his name. One thing about him is he's the only running back we had throughout the summer OTAs that never tapped out. No matter how many times we gave him the ball, he just kept running, and he's just a hard-nosed kid. He's a grinder, and he's also smart. Now, he's got great vision. And he's going to be pushing, like I said, Jalen for a lot of playing time. He's going to split carries with him this week, and I just expect him to have a tremendous game.
So as he continues to progress, his touches are going to increase.
Very much so. And unless Jalen gets hot, whoever the hot hand is will get the most touches.
Coach KJ Lee, just a sophomore, only played two games as a quarterback. Greatest performance so far. Took a beating last week, and some of it was self-inflicted with not picking up hot reads and things like that, but he's going to get better.
In the scrimmage, playing against lesser competition, I would give him a B.
Yep.
The coffee game, a B minus, an F last week. I mean, and that's just being honest. I love the kid. He's going to do really good, but if I was grading him out, he would have graded out in the 60s, which is an F. It's not there yet, but he'll get there. And when he was an A-plus yesterday in practice, so he'll get there, and I think he'll be ready to go.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this is a question. I mean, you don't have to answer if you want to, don't want to. Who needs to step up on the offensive side of the football?
Well, it always starts with the quarterback. I'll put it on his head there. He definitely needs to step up and make plays like he's capable of making. We know he needs to. Our receiving core needs to be more consistent and make plays for him as well. I don't think they're doing that good enough. Our downfield blocking, you know, when it comes to our receiving core. Jalen Trimmons is another one. I think he needs to step it up. He runs the ball hard, but, you know, turning the ball over, you know, he don't need to do that. I think Chay Foy needs to step it up on the offensive side of the ball as well.
Did he play last week?
He was out there, but he didn't have a good game. And I mean, yeah, all of them need to step it up on the defensive side of the ball. Our D-line has got to start getting off blocks and be better. Our secondary is our most athletic group. You heard me say that over and over again. But yet, you know, with them being the most athletic group, they're the most underachieving group that we've had. And you put a lot on them because, you know, there's a bunch of juniors in that secondary and one senior. That one senior that's in that secondary is supposed to be a Division I prospect. So, you know, they better start playing like Division I prospects.
When we come back from the break, Coach, we'll talk about the defense, and then we'll talk a little bit about McIntosh County Academy. So we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Craft 44. This segment is brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, our rush defense. Man, we came out, we fumbled the football, and they drove it right down the field on us and scored. And we've had some tough times so far this year stopping the run.
We have. I do believe we'll be a lot better this week. Again, we're undersized up front, and, you know, we just got to do a better job. That's not really an excuse either. Even though they're undersized, they got to get off blocks and make plays. And right now, we're looking for that playmaker or playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, and it's just not happening right now. There's potential there, and the potential don't perform, then it's not worth anything. So that potential has to start performing, and if it starts performing, you'll see our defense get a lot better. Most of our issues we're having are our kids not lining up where they're supposed to be. So we might have to dumb down our checks a little bit to get our guys in positions so they make plays. But right now, they're not picking up the scheme like they should.
Coach, we showed flashes on individual plays. A.J. Wilson and Octavius Butler, they show flashes of being pretty good, but it gets back to that word again, consistency, right?
It does, and these kids that we're talking about, the two that you just mentioned, those two kids are sophomores and playing new positions, and doing that, they're going to make these mistakes. But like AJ, I believe that he's going to be a future Division I kid. He's got great speed. He's got good size. You know, he was a safety. Then he moved to outside linebacker. Now he's playing inside linebacker. Butler used to be a safety. Then we moved him to linebacker. Now he's playing defensive end. And both those guys are making plays. But again, you said this is the consistency. The consistency, you got to be a playmaker all the time, not sometimes.
Coach, your linebackers, we knew going into the season we didn't have any game experience there, but we've got some young kids that's got some talent. Talk about their play and what they got to do to continue to develop and get better.
Number one thing they have to do is line up correctly. you know, and once they line up correctly. And then, you know, and make the read keys, and, you know, do play good assignment football. We talk about know your role, do your job. You know, they got, and they understand the role when you talk to them, and they're in the film, they know what they're supposed to do. But now you got to go out and perform it. You can't just tell us what you need to do. You got to go out and do it and get off blocks. Start using our hands more. Our defense is letting offensive linemen get to their chest. They get their hands on their shoulder pads, and they can control them. We need a little bit of that nasty streak in this game. We got to get a little bit more nasty.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the biggest head scratcher for me so far this year has been the play of the defensive backs. I know it's a frustrating. You've harped on it now for a couple of weeks. What's going on back there with some of these kids?
I don't know. You got me speechless there for a little bit. I mean, I really don't have the answer. This group of kids are very talented, and when they want to do it, they can do it. You know. But going back to doing your job, doing your assignment, you know, don't get caught being undisciplined. And that's probably it right there. Just the fact that on the back end, we're very athletic, but we're not real disciplined. We got to become more disciplined there. We got the problem fixed with one of our corners. I think he's going to do a really good job. And then we moved Devin Lafayette back to safety. Devin is a good safety that can roll down. Hopefully, Hardy would move him back out in the corner. Hopefully, he'll do a good job out there and do better than what we've been doing. And so we made some moves, and we're going to see if these moves work. We also got some young guys playing this week. We have a kid that's only a sophomore that's going to play. That's never didn't even play football last year, but he runs a 4.440. So we put him back there and say, hey, man, this guy up and see what you can do.
Coach,
he's so new I can't even think of his name.
Can't think of his name.
Nor his number. He's a JV kid. I'm moving him to varsity. See what happens. I don't even know what his varsity number's going
to
be yet.
And they have to start putting tape on their helmets.
He makes plays. I'll remember his
name. There you go. Coach, this week of practice, you know, coming off a tough start, didn't really play well last Friday night. You had to expect, as a former player, that practice was going to be a little rough this week. How's it going so far, and how have the kids responded?
Mentally, it was rough on them in the meetings, you know, in the beginning. And yesterday was pretty physical. Today, offensively, we executed extremely well. It didn't even have to be. We tried to be physical, but we just mashed our scout team. Defensively, they were real physical. There were some things that busted, but Mentir was all up in them.
Coach, injuries this week. How have we come out of the Bartram Trail? Some of our players took a beating down there Friday night. How are we injury-wise coming out of that game?
We weren't sure if we were going to have KJ or not this week coming out of that game, but you know, they did the concussion protocol on him, and he's fine. He didn't miss any practice, so he's good. He was just a little dizzy after the game. He was tired, wore out. I told him to keep him out too late, past his bedtime. I said, next time on a road trip, we'll bring your blankie and pacifier so you go to sleep. But he's going to be fine. We did come out with an injury. Peter Sheffield, our corner, he has a concussion, so he'll be out this week. And then Amarion Whitfield pulled his groin in practice, so he'll be out this week as well.
Coach, you talked about it a little bit earlier, but what kind of effort do you expect Friday night in Darien when we play McIntosh County from our football team?
100%. If that effort's not there, they better ask their parents to come to the game so they can get a ride home with them.
Okay. That's pretty good there. McIntosh County Academy, Coach, what do you expect from them? They're first-year coach in transition, had trouble with numbers earlier. They got numbers have come up a little bit. What do you expect out of them Friday night? They had a bye week to get ready for us.
We're a 6A school, and they're a single-A school, so we definitely have the numbers on them for sure. I think they're single-A.
They are single-A.
So we definitely have the numbers. McIntosh is traditionally known to have some tough kids. They've had a couple times they've made deep runs in the playoffs. But right now they're in rebuilding mode. They're playing a lot of young kids themselves. We might even be older than they are, to be honest with you.
Wow, that's a shocker right there.
So you know, but we're going to their place. And the thing that you got to say about McIntosh kids is they're not scared of playing Brunswick or GA. They'll line up against them and they'll give 100% effort. So we expect them to come out and give good effort. But right now, our main focus isn't really on McIntosh, it's on ourselves. You know, we're our own worst enemy. If you look at our games, if we correct our mistakes, we could be 2-0. I mean, we're close. But right now, we still trip over our own feet, and when we stop making mistakes that, you know, that hurt ourselves, then we'll be a good football team. So right now, we're our own worst enemy, so that's who I want to make sure that we handle that.
Coach, we're sitting here in Craft 44 and treat us like kings. And here, talk a little bit about the hospitality here and the owner, Joel Oswald, over there for opening his doors and hosting us tonight.
Hospitality is fantastic. I would love it. And this is a great environment. I can't wait till they open officially. And Joel says it's right around the corner. That they're going to be open. He's been waiting for a long time. And let's, you know, our county better get their butts in gear, because this place right here is absolutely fantastic.
Got a lot of TVs in here. There'll probably be some college football watched here in the near future.
It would be nice if we could get an opening weekend in here for sure.
It would be nice. It would be nice. Coach, any last comments before we sign off tonight?
No, just again, appreciate everybody who's coming out and supporting our team and supporting our program. Come to the game. You're not going to be disappointed. Our kids will show out. They're in a good way, not a bad way. They're going to do a good job this week. I really have a lot of faith in them. I do think that we got the message. It's time to grow up.
Well, thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pinder on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44 and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pinder Show. For Coach Pinder, I'm Kip Brent signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!